I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match. Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Show. Chris Ann Hall here, KRISANNEHALL.com. Liberty over security, principle over party, truth over your favorite personality. You know, there are sometimes we have to show you where many things are under attack in this country. Liberties are under attack. And I want to bring to you several things today. Some of them solution-oriented, and others just getting you aware of what's going on. There is an attack. There's an attack in our country on homeschooling. You see, homeschooling has shown, by and far, some of the greatest flaws in the government school system. Colleges are actually actively seeking homeschoolers, recruiting homeschoolers, because they understand that homeschool education is in many cases superior to any other education. I mean, that only makes sense. You have a teacher who intimately understands her students or his students, and you also have direct one-on-one contact where you can individually address the individual needs of the student. So it's in the student can rise at the pace of the student's abilities. It is not a standardized cookie cutter school system that the government loves. And the government has very little control over the curriculum that homeschooling parents use, and they absolutely hate that. That's the whole purpose for the Department of Education's, whether they be state and federal level, is to make the government the controlling factor on what you do and do not learn. Which I suppose would be an okay idea if we actually had government that was concerned about educating our students more than they're concerned about, you know, their lobbyists' needs and special interest groups and whatever they may have. And so what we have now is a situation where children are being schooled in their homes, and there is this attack against homeschooling because it takes away the arm of the government, and parents are teaching their children to a superior level of the government schools, and they're not teaching the government school curriculums, which is a huge threat to the Common Core system. Because this Common Core system is failing. It's even failing in the small places where it's been completely implemented. I mean, it's collapsing. The system is terrible. The teachers hate it. The students hate it. They're getting dumber. They don't understand. They're getting discouraged. They don't want to learn. The whole system is imploding. But they're not going to give up yet, because they're convinced that the only reason the system is imploding is because, you know, teachers are too stupid and Americans don't know what's good for them. But you see, homeschooling is going to show, it's not even going to show, it's going to really highlight the real flaws of this Common Core system, the whole standardized testing system, trying to put every student in the same cookie cutter box, so that the only people that succeed are the ones that are able to completely and totally conform to the government thinking system, which is not really a thinking system. It's a system of, we will tell you what we want you to know, we are not going to tell you how to think. So you're going to see a more aggressive attack on alternative educational systems. Now, it's not going to be a real big problem with private schools, because most private schools, unfortunately, have fallen into a government-created trap. The government-created trap is they've accepted certain amounts of funding from the federal government for one reason or another, or state funding. And once a private school accepts any type of government funding, whether it be state or federal, then Common Core is going to be a mandated curriculum on them at one point or another. I mean, it's a guarantee. It's what the government is going to do. It's how they're going to take over these educational systems, because you see, just like Obamacare is about corralling us into a single-payer system, the federal government will not rest until we have a single education system. I mean, that's the whole point of the education system. The Department of Education and all these national education programs is to corral us all into a single educational system, so that the government has the federal government has complete control over what every American knows and doesn't know. Why would they want to do that? Because it's how they get more power. If the government is in control of what you know and what you don't know, I mean, seriously, it's not about making smarter people. The government doesn't care about smarter people. If the government cared about smarter people, we wouldn't have school systems where we graduate illiteracy at 50% higher or higher rates. I mean, proper education and successful education is no mystery. We just have a system that works contrary to that. You need to look up a man by the name of Jaime Escalante, an educator in the, I believe, in Harlem or the Bronx, can't remember, who took an entire team of students in one of these really socially impoverished areas. Took an entire team of students to a national calculus championship and won. His educational principle was that students will rise to the level of their expectations. And that the reason that we have dumbed down students is that we have a system that has very low expectations of the students. They believe that, well, they believe that they're dumb and they can't learn, and so we have to have special educations and we have to have remedial educations instead of challenging them to their level. The amazing thing that Jaime Escalante did is that he brought this entire class of calculus students to the national conference and won, and made such controversy because his entire class won. It was something that they'd never seen before. And it was interesting because if I'm remembering this correctly, I should have done my research before this, but go ahead and look it up. There's a whole movie about it. There's a Hollywood movie about Jaime Escalante. It was such a controversial thing that the board for the calculus competition actually took the championship away from the students because they thought they were cheating. Because all the students missed the same questions, and so they must be cheating. No, it's because they all understood calculus in the same way. And the questions that they missed turned out to be questions that were not accurately asked, or the answers that the staff had were wrong. And they ended up having to restore the championship of Jaime Escalante students. The point I'm not trying to make here is whether what they did was right or wrong. The point I'm trying to make here is that we know the successful plan to education. And the federal system does absolutely everything contrary to everything that we know about successful education. Now, you can claim I'm wearing a tinfoil hat all you want, but the question must be, if we know the successful plans for educating our students in a superior manner, why are we doing everything opposite to that? Well, I think the only conclusion, when you eliminate every other impossibility, the only conclusion must be that our federal government doesn't want to educate our students. Because you see, students who are taught to think properly, learn to question. And when they learn to question, they will eventually question authority. And when they learn to question authority, they will learn to question government. And whether we want to accept this historical and human nature truth or not, government does not want to teach its citizens to question it. They want to teach that government knows best, that government should never be questioned, and that government is your ultimate provider and ultimate protector. Why do we want to teach that? Because then government has free will over the people to do as they please and to create a system of society that best suits government's needs regardless of the human need and regardless of the human rights. You see, government believes it can do best for us. It can keep us safe. It can make us prosperous. It can do all these things. All it needs is our willful compliance, our docile submission to everything that the government wants us to be. That is not liberty. That is a totalitarian government, and that's exactly what they want.
Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So there is a nationwide attack on homeschooling, where districts are demanding that homeschooling parents jump through hoops that just simply can't be jumped through. And the whole purpose is to eliminate this option of homeschooling so that these schools can maintain their funding. Many, many districts across the country receive their funding from state and federal governments based on enrollment. And so if parents are pulling their kids out of public schools, which they're doing, because parents don't want their children to be taught in the Common Core curriculum. The Common Core curriculum has stupid math. I mean, it's just stupid. I'm a math person, and it's stupid math. They not only have stupid math, they have anti-American curriculum. They will not teach American history to our children before 1865 so that they can rewrite the history that created America and undermine the Constitution, which will allow us, the federal government, to expand their power over the people. As long as the people remain ignorant of the document that limits the federal government, then the federal government will be unlimited in its power. And so government wants to raise children that are completely ignorant of the limitations on government so that government can have power over people that they're not supposed to have. And then they attach the funding of the school districts to the number of enrollment so that the school districts will do everything possible to make sure that they have all the enrollment possible, which means eliminating private school options and eliminating homeschool options. Why? Because we want to have cookie-cutter systems. We want to make sure that everybody in the country believes the same things, understands the same things, and knows the same things, and doesn't know the same things. If everyone knows and doesn't know the same things, then government is in control over everything. If they're in control of your mind, they're in control of everything. And this is beginning, okay? From the very beginning of our educational system. The General Education Board was incorporated by Congress in 1902, endowed by John D. Rockefeller Sr., and the purpose was to set up an educational laboratory experiment with the educational systems that were established by Wundt, Thorndike, and Dewey. Now, Wilhelm Wundt, Thorndike, and Dewey are psychologists who believe that children are nothing but experimental fodder. Their principles go so far to say that children are nothing more than rats and mice and monkeys that need to be molded in our educational experimental laboratories. The director of this congressionally established organization, Frederick Gates, said, and this is the purpose of our federal education system. Listen to this quote. Quote, in our dream, we have limitless resources and the people yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands. The present educational conventions fade from our minds. And unhampered by tradition, we work our own goodwill upon a grateful and responsive folk. Do you catch that? Present educational conventions fade from our minds. And unhampered by tradition, we work our own goodwill upon a grateful and responsive folk. With limited resources, the people yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands. How do you have the people yield with perfect docility to the molding hands of the federal government? You must indoctrinate them to believe that government knows best, that you cannot question government, that government is your ultimate provider and your ultimate protector, and you cannot question them. And the only way you can do that is if you cookie-cutter education and you eliminate any challenge to government education whatsoever.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Our American education system is being rewritten by those who would create an ignorant populace that will simply yield themselves with perfect docility to the government mentality. And that way, the Marxist system that has been placed in our educational system since 1885. The Marxist system to transform us into a socialist government. will have its way because we have allowed government to teach our children for decades. In 1917, the Congressional Record of the U.S. Senate published this statement. The General Education Board was authorized to do almost every conceivable thing which is anywise related to education, from opening a kitchen to establishing a university, and its power to connect itself with the work of every sort of educational plant or enterprise conceivable will be especially observed. Congressional Record of the U.S. Senate is saying that the General Education Board is limitless in its power, which means Congress is going to support it with limitless resources. So we are now 15 years from the creation of the General Education Board, and our Congress is already giving them everything that they want in 1917. They're getting their limitless resources so that they can raise generations of people who yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands, so that the generations of our students, since 1902, are being taught to yield themselves with perfect docility to the molding hands of government, so that the government can work its own goodwill upon a grateful and responsive folk. And you wonder why we have the issues that we have in higher education. Because they're doing and operating based on the very principles that they have been taught, that generations have been taught. Your teachers have been brainwashed. There is not a single person living today that has not been in our government education systems that has not been somehow molded to yield with perfect docility to the government plan. You see, the NEA, federally chartered in 1906, created the Educational Policies Commission in 1932, published a document titled Education for All Youth with the following goals for solving problems in the educational system and working toward the new progressive education. We've been working towards progressive education since 1906, the NEA says. And now we're going to publish a document that tells you exactly how we're going to do it. Federal programs for health, education, and welfare combined into one bureau. We must have Head Start programs, getting preschool children into the system younger and younger, a cradle-to-grave educational system. Youth services through poverty programs. We must remove local control of political and educational matters, quote, without seeming to do so, end quote. And we must incorporate sex education into our new progressive education. Why? Because remember, the whole plan is to create a population of people that yield themselves with perfect docility to the molding hands of the government, that will allow the government to have unlimited resources, where we're able to remove traditional educational conventions, and the government can work its own goodwill upon a grateful and responsive folk. You want to know why Common Core teaches what they teach. You want to know why the government system, education system, is set up while it's set up. They have operated with perfect transparency since 1902. They have told us exactly what they wanted to do. They have published their documents exactly what they wanted to do. And they have operated in the fundamental transformation way that they promised to since 1902. And what is their ultimate goal? Well, they told us. In 1931, John Eugene Harley, a law professor at Harvard, published a book called International Understanding in 1931. Oh, imagine that. 1931. The same years that the NEA is publishing their documents. He makes this statement. Quote, "And the builder of this new world order must be education. Education alone can lay the foundation on which the building is to rest. Plainly, the first step in the case of each country is to train an elite to think, feel, and act internationally." Dr. Augustus Thomas, Commissioner of Education in the state of Maine, in a conference of world educators in 1927, laying the foundation for this publication in 1931, laying the foundation for the NEA's Educational Policies Commission, said in a conference of world educators, quote, "If there are those who think we are to jump immediately into a new world order, actuated by complete understanding and brotherly love, they are doomed to disappointment. If we are ever to approach that time, it will be after patient and persistent effort of long duration." Long duration of what? Education. The fundamental transformation of America has been ongoing since 1902. The fundamental transformation of America did not begin with Barack Obama. The fundamental transformation of America began with the General Education Board, incorporated by Congress in 1902. With the creation of the NEA, federally chartered in 1906, and the creation of the federal education system in 1953. Well, you know what's crazy is that the Department of Education began in 1953 as the Federal Security Agency. The Federal Security Agency was upgraded to the cabinet-level status as the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare in 1953. May I remind you of one of the goals of the NEA? Federal programs for health, education, and welfare combined into one bureau. That is the Department of Education. The Department of Education began in 1953 as the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. And in 1979, President Carter advocated for the creating of a cabinet-level Department of Education. All he did was change the name. It began as the Federal Security Agency. How crazy is that? Our Department of Education began as the first Department of Homeland Security. Is anybody thinking this is just bizarre? I just have to shake my head because it's just transparent. They told us exactly what they wanted to do. In 1942, the American Federation of Teachers published a book titled America, Russia, and the Communist Party in the Post-War World. And they said, quote, "If this war is to be followed by a just and lasting peace, America and Russia must find a way to get along together." How are they going to get along together? Well, in 1945, the UN Charter becomes effective, and with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce as a prime mover in establishing the UN, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, and its mandate for international intellectual cooperation was already beginning to work under the League of Nations resolution on 21 September 1921. So, we have UNESCO working prior to the establishment of UNESCO. And so now we have UNESCO formalized through the UN Charter, adopted by the United States, and right in line with the General Education Board, Thompson, Dewey, Harley, the NEA's directives. In 1958, Eisenhower signed the first set of agreements with the Soviet Union, which included an educational agreement. And agreements just like this have been signed by every single president since Eisenhower. How do we get people to think globally? You allow the United Nations to write your curriculum. And you establish a global curriculum. And then you mandate that all the students learn it from cradle to grave. It is not just simply a deliberate dumbing down of America. It is a well-publicized, well-documented plan to simply create a society of people who do whatever the government wants them to do. Don't censor my voice. Hate me if you won't, or love me if you can. If the truth is what you want, then you found your man. I ain't backing down, I ain't backing up. If you think like I think, then crack it on up. I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord up above.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
I don't know. Is this something that is just too hard of a pill to swallow? To connect these dots and show how the government... I want to remind you that the General Education Board was created by our Congress, and that our federal government, is this just too hard to swallow? I have shown you the facts, and if you want to see the facts yourself, go to my website, search out an article called Stolen Education, Stolen Children, Stolen Future. I give you all the facts. All you have to do is take this article and Google the facts yourself and find them. I'm giving you it all right here. It's completely, they told us, they published books and papers, they had conferences, they told us exactly what they were going to do since 1902. And is it too hard of a pill to swallow to believe that the fundamental transformation of America began as far back as 1902? Khrushchev said that communism would take over America without ever firing a shot. Not because he thought we would have Barack Obama as president one day, but because he knew our educational system was being transformed. How did he know that? Remember that agreement that Eisenhower signed with the Soviet Union? That educational agreement in 1958? Khrushchev was a part of that. Khrushchev was premier in 1958. That's why he said communism would take over America without ever having to fire a shot, because he had just signed an agreement with Eisenhower, an educational agreement, and he knew that the communist education will now be incorporated full blast in the American education system. And every single president since Eisenhower has continued to sign this agreement with the Soviet Union. You want transparency, you got it. You want to know why the government is pushing Common Core, you got it. It's been a plan that's been in effect since 1902. And you know what's brilliant about these progressives? It's exactly what Dr. Augustus Thomas said. If there are those who think we're to jump immediately into a new world order actuated by complete understanding and brotherly love, they are doomed to disappointment. If we are ever to approach that time, it will be after patient and persistent effort of long duration. See, you know, America, and I believe that the conservative movement, is crippled by this idea that we need to fix things now. We need to go to a revolution. We need a magic pill. We need to be able to vote for somebody who's going to fix all this problem. We are an instant demand society. I want my coffee in 3 minutes or I'm going to stand in line and complain. When the brilliance of the progressives have been, we're in it for the long haul. We ourselves may not see the fruits of our labor, but we're willing to plant the seeds and endure the long duration. It's about time that the conservatives get that mentality and start rescuing our children. We are either serious about this or not. Our future is at stake or it's not. Everything that we do will be in vain unless we raise up a new generation of children. We must rescue our children from these indoctrination facilities and systems. Take your children out of government schools and homeschool them while you still can. Put them in private schools who will not teach the government curriculum. Otherwise, you're just participating in the mandatory docility indoctrinated upon society. God bless. See you tomorrow. Get in our way.